presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Garrett from Everett is. Garrett, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Steve, time for you to get out of here.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye, Steve.
For those playing along, Garrett has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Garrett?
I sure hope so.
What fruit comes in Bing and Rainier varieties?
Cherries.
Yes. How many states start with the letter P?
Oh, 5, 6, 7.
No, no, no. Which mechanical drawing toy features a stylus and aluminum powder?
True. Stylus and aluminum powder. Etch-Sketch.
Yes. In the movie Spaceballs.
No. Does the bumper sticker say what?
Claim to love.
Uranus.
Yes.
How many
stomachs does a llama have?
Stars or stars?
Stomachs does a llama have?
Oh, let's say 4.
No.
No, 2.
No.
3.
Yes, 3. What Major League Baseball team plays at Petco Park?
Petco Park.
Petco.
Petco Pass.
What is the origin country of pho?
Pho is Vietnamese.
Yes. Which TV show character taught chemistry at J.P. Wynn High School?
J.P. Wynn High School. Chemistry. No idea. Go ahead.
All right, Gary, you got 5 correct.
Yeah, 50-50.
Yep, right down the middle.
That's that.
Here comes Steve. He's strutting.
Yeah.
There he is.
Hello.
There's our special guy.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
It is a compliment.
There's our special guy.
There's our special guy.
I say that as drool just came out of my mouth. So you know what? You're probably right.
Are you ready, sir?
Showtime.
Which fruit comes in Bing and Rainier varieties?
Cherries.
Yes. How many states start with the letter P?
2?
No.
3?
No.
1?
Yes. Which mechanical drawing toy features a stylus and aluminum powder?
Is that a compass?
No.
A calligraphy pen?
No.
Stylus. A tablet?
No. In the movie Spaceballs, which planet does the bumper sticker claim to love?
That would be Uranus.
It is. How many stomachs does a llama have?
2.
No.
3.
Yes. What Major League Baseball team plays at Petco Park?
That is the San Diego Padres.
Sure is. What is the origin country of pho?
Thailand.
No.
It's just next door to a pho place last night. Yeah, sorry.
Is that helpful?
No, clearly not. Philippines.
No.
Vietnam.
Yes. Which TV show character taught chemistry at J.P. Wynn High School?
That would be Breaking Bad, Walter White.
Yes. Noctophobia is the fear of what?
Impregnating somebody.
No.
People showing up to your house.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a win, 7-5. Sorry, Garrett.
That's all right. Way to go, Steve.
Thanks, Garrett. Have a good one.
It's a celebration.
Steve Miggs.
Yes.
The mechanical drawing toy that features a stylus and aluminum powder is an Etch-A-Sketch.
I didn't hear the toy part. I'm a moron.
Noctophobia is the fear of night.
Oh, nocturnal.
Yeah, are you afraid of the dark?
No.
Are you very brave?
I'm the bravest.
That's what I was going to say.
The bravest night.
Oh no!
Sorry, that was a Danny Go song.
Oh, God, get out of here.
The Daily Mix Show.
Thought I was special.
You are special.
Okay, good.
Hey, if you want to hang out with our most special guy,
that's me.
We're going to be at Tulalip Amphitheater this Sunday for KISW's 55th anniversary party, and the Black Crowes are playing. Not only are they playing, but there's also a pre-show party happening at the Canoes Cabaret that starts at 4 o'clock. So show up a little early and come kick it with us.
And stay late, because then there's a post-show party also happening with Girls and Roses.
Girls and Roses.
It's all girl. Guns N' Roses tribute band, and I'm so fired up to see them.
Grab your tickets for our anniversary party and get all the details at KISW.com. Then we can see this live in the flesh.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent? Or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You can leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. There's a handy little microphone icon you will want to look for, and that's how you get it done. Steve Miggs, who has been leaving us voice messages lately?
All right, let's check out our first voice message.
Fishing at Wild Waves, Miggs. So what'd you think? Did you guys have a good time? Crazy, though. We're not going to have Wild Waves anymore.
Yep, yep. Yeah. On Monday, we went to Wild Waves.
And the countdown is on.
The countdown is on, especially for the water park is closing pretty soon, and then the theme park itself is going to close, I think, sometime in November.
Wow.
But we took Tatum for her first time ever to Wild Waves. Tatum had a blast. I had fun. Sid was there. But I have to say, I mean this with the utmost respect, I am so glad that we never have to go to Wild Waves again.
What wow. happened?
It sucks.
No!
And I mean, I still had fun, but there is just so much. I don't even know where to start. So we get there. The parking lot is already packed. We got there maybe like 20 minutes after it opened. So I'm like, all right, it's Monday, but here we are. Parking lot's packed. We go straight to the amusement park side because we're like, let's sit. Let's save the water park stuff for when it gets a little bit hotter out. Because it's still like maybe like high 60s, 70 degrees. Yeah. So we go over there and it's awesome. Like the theme park was great. The lines weren't very long. Tatum was having a blast. We were having a good time walking around. And then we go to the water park side.
Uh-oh.
And Danny, you've been there, right?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
My God, is that place... I've never had more panic attacks and more anxiety just being around that many people in my entire life. It was insane.
How many water slides did you go on there, Steve?
Zero.
Did Tatum go on any?
Zero. We couldn't. The lines were insane. Yeah. I don't even know. Like, how are you even, like, how are they closing? First of all, the place was packed on a Monday afternoon. Yeah. It just is insane to me that this place is closing. It's dirty. So, like, all we could go to, we even tried to go to the Lazy River.
Yeah.
I mean, they really take the lazy part to heart. People are taking forever on this damn river. The line was forever. Like, we couldn't even get into the Lazy River. We're like, okay, we can't even get in it.
They had a line for the Lazy River.
The line was ridiculous.
That's crazy. I've never had a line for the Lazy River. So, you know what? Honestly,
the line almost went outside of Wild Waves.
I wonder how many people, like, are going just because it's the last time they can go.
You know what I think also it is this year? In order to get a day pass, it's like $65.
Yeah.
To get a season pass, it's $69.
Yeah. No.
So there were a lot of people who I talked to. I met a lot of cool listeners. That was really awesome. Like, had some fun conversations with people. And they're like, yeah, we got the season pass because it was like $5 more.
Yeah, if you go more than once, you're paying for it.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. But dude, so then we're in the wave pool, which got shut down several times. And at one point, there was a medic. I'm not exactly sure what was going on. I'm pretty sure it's because parents don't even pay attention to their children.
Yep.
That was also crazy. I can go on forever about how insane this experience was. We overheard on the walkie-talkie that there was a missing child. We saw a family looking for their child that they lost. We saw a child that was alone by herself talking to somebody trying to figure out where her parents were. I'm like, are people not paying attention to their own children?
No, they're not.
It's insane, dude.
It is crazy. The wild, because they have to, I think it's every 15, 20 minutes, they have to clear the entire wave pool to make sure that there's nothing gross in there. And so they go and like inspect it and then they let people go back in. We went one year during when everything was shut down and they were making everyone social distance, and we waited like 45 minutes for the wave pool and then they shut it down the minute we got inside.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am so done with
this. Dude, there was like three different times where we were going to the wave pool and we're like, oh, there's nobody in the wave pool, and then, oh, there's an ambulance. Okay. It was just pure insanity. And then to top it off, my wife, you know, she's a germaphobe. I don't know how many Band-Aids I saw floating in the wave pool. It was just like, I'm like kicking them away to keep them away from Tatum. Like, I'm like, I needed like a force shield just to keep my daughter from not getting touched by a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
And other things that I wasn't even sure what they were floating in the waves.
So how did Tatum feel about the experience?
She loved every second of it.
Of course.
She wanted to go back. I'm like, oh, bummer. It's closing like next week.
Hey, you know what? As long as she had fun, that's all that really matters.
And there was one part, you know, there's like the kids splash zone.
Yeah.
With like that part was insane. So like now I'm on high alert because people are losing their child left and right. So Tatum wants to go up into this thing, and usually it's meant for kids, some adults. She's like, Daddy, come with me. I'm like, you know what? Actually, I will.
Oh my gosh, that was like a war zone. There's water flying. I had water just like nail me so hard in the face from that pirate mouth that like my ears were ringing. Like it was just kids are screaming, adults are crying. The whole thing was just nuts.
When I was little and my parents took me to Wild Waves, I was a leash kid, guys.
I can understand why.
I was a freaking leash kid when I was like 3 years old. They were like, no way this girl cannot be like left without a leash.
I mean, all that, that's why I did not want to leave Tatum's side, especially in that place, because I was like, it was insanely packed, overpacked, and it was just pure bedlam over there. I'm like, we'll lose our child. So I went with her, and it was, at the end of the day, I had so much fun with her. Like, it was a blast doing, like, all the obstacles and things like that, but I never want to do it again.
You lived to tell the tale, Steve.
Wow, Waves. Best of luck to you.
The Daily Mix Show.
You probably noticed last time you hit the gas pump that fuel is rather spendy these days. So we have your chance at scoring a $500 gas card to use at Angel of the Winds fuel station all week long. We've got code words at 720, 1120, 320, and 720. You're going to want to text those code words to 20357 for your chance to win. We've got that next code word coming up at 720, and you can grab all the details at KISW.com. Rockaholics, we have your shot at a $500 gas card to use at Angel of the Winds fuel station thanks to Angel of the Winds Casino Resort. Text the word FREE to 20357. Text FREE 20357 for your shot at a $500 gas card. Full details on the contest are up at KISW.com. Good luck. Last night, it was episode 4 of Hard Knocks.
Did you watch it?
I sure did.
That was a good episode.
There was a very funny moment with Brady Russell and Drew Locke. They were on the field talking about Brady becoming a new dad.
Life is precious, and fullback Brady Russell knows it. He became a father last week.
So when, after you left the game?
Bro, till 9 p.m. the next day. That's why it was so brutal.
So it's brutal for him, not her.
Poor guy.
And she went Al Naturel?
Oh, yeah. That's what was crazy. 30 hours of that, bro. It was nuts. And it was, like, so brutal. He was pushing for 4 hours. Hey. Baby had his head, or her head, sideways, and her arm up.
No way.
Yeah.
That definitely got, like, old memories triggered. Like, when Sid was pregnant having Tatum, and it was just, like, the Tatum did not want to leave.
No.
And was kind of, like, just stuck there. And it was just like, what do we need you to kind of push more.
Get out.
Go.
It's like everything was as hard as it could be. Oh so I guess gosh. The cool part is like, it's never going to be that hard again.
Yeah. Is he saying what I think he's saying?
I guess so.
Future babies will come out a lot easier because of that one. Brady's funny.
You're never ready until you go through it.
The part that freaked me out was like, it didn't feel like human skin or anything.
Yeah.
She comes out and they put her on her chest and I'm like touching them like, it doesn't feel like human. What is this? It's weird.
I don't remember that part.
I just remember looking back at the baby after I'd posted all those pictures and being like, yeah, they are pretty messed up looking when they come out of the chute.
Yeah, I remember that. All I remember thinking was, wow, this thing looks like an alien.
But it's our alien.
But it slowly started looking more like a human as it went along. I don't remember how it felt, though.
No, I don't remember that either. But a lot of us fans, we were watching these injuries that happened at the joint practice. That was really brutal. Yeah. We questioned why teams even do that, but Sam Darnold explained why they do have those practices.
It's a good learning lesson for us. Good for me to get, like, see a new defense, too. Like, sometimes, like, that's why I think joint practices are the best. This is, like, the closest thing we'll get to a real football game. And then going up against our team all camp kind of gets old. It's good, though.
I get what he's saying, but still, it's tough when you see, like, Jake Bobo get hurt during a joint practice. You're like, son of a bitch.
Just broke my heart.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about you, Steve, but my favorite part of the entire episode was Montori Foster Jr.'s parents.
His parents need their own show.
Yes,
they are hilarious together.
God, they were so great. And in this clip, they were giving their son a hard time about having leg cramps.
Good, baby. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You get hydrated today?
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm going down then. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to be a beast.
Because at first, she's funny. It looked like he got injured because during the joint practice or during the game. I think it was the joint practice, but he went down because of leg cramps.
Yeah, and it looked bad, and thank God it was just cramps.
Yeah.
And no dropping, no passes.
Why you had to go there? We had to remind that one. We said we over that, right?
Don't be dropping no damn passes.
She clowning on you now.
I do love, like, whenever the game was going on, they would cut to them because they were mic'd up. Even when it had nothing to do with their kid, it was just hearing their commentary was just great. Like, I'm like, well, the Seahawks just need to bring them to the games and have them just do commentary as, like, an alternate audio.
1,000%.
I'd watch that version. No disrespect to Steve Rabel, but that... To me, it was priceless.
But one of the highlights was also the talent show, the rookie talent show. Some did a great job. Others, like analyst John Gardner, not so much.
Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. My homeboy tried to warn me, but that buddy, you got me be so horny.
I mean, no. He barely even got everyone to yell the me so horny part. The Ooh, team were man. Like, what is going on here? Like, is that a talent?
But the absolute highlight was Uso Seumalo and his performance.
No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. I remember.
I feel like him, Foster, Bud Clark, unfortunately now he won't probably be, but they've kind of like broke out of like the stars of Hard Knocks.
Yes.
Like right. You want to see this guy, Uso, to make, you want to see him make the team just because of his personality.
Well, and then realizing that he can play and sing like that. Brad and I were just marveling at him last night. It was awesome.
It was so much fun. But it got me thinking, like, imagine if we were all rookies. Because, you know, we're good football players. So,
oh, yeah. Super good.
We still have hope that we'll one day become rookies for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
But if you were put into this situation where you're at a bar and they're like, okay, talent show. What are you going to do?
I'd probably do a little karaoke. I'd probably sing maybe some Alanis Morissette. Maybe You Ought to Know.
See, I'd be like one of the Seahawks veterans and throw food at you.
You said the stage was just littered with stuff. It was awesome. Hilarious. What would you do for the talent showcase?
That's the hardest part. I'm like, I don't know if I have any. I might bust out a balloon animal.
I'm so glad you're into this. I'm glad you found your new calling, Steve.
Ask me how many times I've done it since.
How many times have you done it since the first?
I don't know if my wife did it on purpose or my kid did it on purpose, but I can't find the balloon animal balloons or the balloon blower-upper thing. It's just missing in our house.
Oh, no.
But because what are you going to sing? Everybody was singing. If I was you, I would do the saxophone.
I only know one song, Careless Whisper.
That's one more song than you can karaoke.
Okay, I'll redo my choice. I'll do one song. It's Careless Whisper.
While I make a puppy balloon animal.
Oh, perfect.
Danny, what about you?
I'd probably...
Guitar?
Well, I would probably do guitar, but since you're saying, like, well, we do guitar and, like, everyone knows that about me, I think that I would have to, like, pull out my yo-yo and do some yo-yo tricks.
Hell yeah, Danny.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
We would all fail so bad at this talent show.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
We all maybe have a hidden talent or two, so what is yours, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. If you were a rookie on the Seattle Seahawks, what talent would you be showing off at the Rookie Talent Show? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after the Black Crowes, who you can see this weekend, Sunday, for our 55th anniversary party. Grab your tickets at KISW.com. We all have a hidden talent, so what's yours? If you were a rookie for the Seahawks and had to perform in the Rookie Talent Show, what talent would you be showing off?
And this is all because of their performance yesterday on Hard Knocks on episode 4, where they showed off their talents, which a lot of them ended up singing.
Oh, yes.
Some
206.
Good.
803 Rock, Old Man Kenny in Gig Harbor. What talent would
Morning,
you show
guys.
Off at the Rookie Talent Show?
Well, since Washington's known as the Evergreen State.
Uh-huh.
If I was on Seattle Hard Knocks, I would show them who could hit the biggest bong in the locker room.
You know what's funny, old man Kenny? You say that, and like I'd be like, oh, the players can't do that. But based on the fact that they were singing songs saying how much they love Mary Jane, I mean, it was very open about like how much they love the ganj.
That made it a no-brainer, Mig.
Old man Kenny would fit right in.
Well, could you imagine if like Bud Clark just got up there with a big bong hit?
I would love to see it.
Yeah, then he's kicked off the team, but it would be amazing.
206-803-ROCK. Joey in Green Lake, what talent would you be showing off at the Rookie Talent Show?
Not to brag or anything, but I got a couple talents.
Okay.
First off, you know those Christmas lights and what a pain in the butt they are? I can get them all in the box, the original boxes, not a tub, the box they came in.
Please come do that for me this Christmas.
No, Taryn, it gets better. You know, I can fit a USB plug into the plug on the first try. That's one of my favorite. When I do that, I get a little dopamine rush.
Okay, so Joey, that one's funny because I'll do it once. It doesn't work. I'll flip it because you only have two options. Still doesn't work. Flip it again. Then it finally works. I'm like, how come it didn't work the first time?
Let me show you, Steve. I'll show you how to do it.
This guy's just bragging now.
You're no Joey.
The Christmas lights one is a pain.
Oh, my God. 206-803-ROCK, what talent would you be showing off at the Seahawks Rookie Talent Show?
Someone texted and said, I could solve a Rubik's Cube in under a minute. Blindfold me if you want to make it interesting.
I've never solved a Rubik's Cube once.
Our friend Gregor from 107.7 The End, like he will have a Rubik's Cube on him at any time, and he could just bust it out real quick.
I just peel off the stickers and restick them where they're supposed to go. All done.
Someone said I could juggle five balls. Is that from you?
No. Okay. I can only do four.
Oh. Brad and... No, that's terrible. Wow. So it's like a whistle two notes at the same time? I don't even know what that means.
Oh. What is... That is sorcery. What are you talking about?
Oh, I like this one because I knew somebody that could do this. I can identify almost any car from its headlights.
Oh. That's impressive.
The only one I can identify is a Jeep because it's obvious, like the big circle headlights. Otherwise, I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. Yeah, the buddy, I should... Be like, yo, it's that car. It's that car. It's that car. I'm like, how do you know this? Like, this seems like some kind of crazy, like, savant thing.
But to go with the question, can you imagine you're all just drinking at a bar and you're like, guys, my hit, we all need to go out to the parking lot.
Right. Watch this.
Shine me.
Guys, we got to go to I-5. Don't worry. We'll stay on the shoulder. But I'm going to tell you what each car is as they come flying by us at 60 miles per hour.
Impressive.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think you are smart enough to take down Steve Miggs? He has 227 wins, 137 losses, and 65 ties so far in 2026. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we're going to play Beat Miggs at 750.